know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Taste of Buffalo, just about here tomorrow and Sunday. In studio this morning, Hillary Kalura with Sidelines. Everybody knows Sidelines, right? It's right on Delaware Avenue. You're a longtime Taste of Buffalo vendor. We've had them all this week. Mm-hmm. How many years for you?
11 years.
Oh, so you got this down.
Yeah, we do. Even though it is 11 years, and we are well known, there's a lot of people that actually don't know about us, so that's why we continue to do it.
You know, I was going to say, is it safe to call, can I call you a hidden gem?
Yes.
In Western New York?
Yes.
I mean, even though you're right there on Delaware, like, I mean, you're in a perfect visible spot, I feel like there's not a lot of people talking about that. Every time I've gone into Sidelines, it's been excellent. I mean, the food's great, the atmosphere is nice, what's not to love, yet I feel like there's so many times, like, people don't even know that you're there. Maybe it's the tree that provides shade in front.
We have a love-hate with that tree. But the thing also is our building is a little bit older. You know, it's a good, we have beautiful flowers out front. We do have the tree. We do what we can do. But once we get them in, they see how wonderful it is. You know, I think that was part of it. That's been something that we've been dealing with since we've opened, is to try to make that outside a bit more inviting. So,
you know, it has to be, you have to be one of the only vendors at the Taste who has their tent right outside of your restaurant.
Yes, we are very lucky. And like I said before, it's the comfort of having that there, you know, in case we need stuff. We also offer to the other tents, anybody, you know, if we can help, if they need something, if they forgot something, if they need a space for a couple minutes, you know, we say that to everybody. Everyone is welcome if they need anything, and we can help them because we do have that luxury.
Yeah, it's always a great thing to do. I have to imagine you see a good amount of foot traffic inside too, maybe during the Taste or after.
When we first started doing it, we kind of did maybe a limited menu. We consider not even having our kitchen open on the inside because we said, who's going to want to come in and eat while, you know, there's all these tents of food outside. And people were coming in asking for a full menu and, you know, still making their way to find us. You know, we're blessed too because we have the hotels around us. So, you know, even if they're, you know, guests from out of town, if they're unsure what's going on with that festival, you know, we still have that kind of foot traffic as well.
So what's on the menu this weekend for the Taste?
Yeah, we have our chicken wontons, which the first year at Taste Buffalo, we really were put on the map with those. They're each hand-wrapped. They're a little bit spicy, so if you like spice, I definitely recommend those. We have our deep-fried pickles, which are all hand-breaded individually today. And they're served with our homemade peppercorn ranch. We pride ourselves on a lot of homemade items in our kitchen, and that ranch is one of them. Our beef on weck, which is a super tender roast beef. And it is a Costanzo's roll, and we do our own caraway and kosher salt on top. And you can get some horseradish with it or not, and then our hand-cut fries.
I did see the beef on weck is out there. I do love your guys' beef on weck. A lot of places in Western New York have beef on weck.
Yes.
And it's amazing, the same dish can taste so different.
Yes.
With the same ingredients from place to place. What's the secret of a good beef on weck?
So it really is a simple sandwich. I think certain seasonings that people maybe put in their au jus, you know, maybe they're a little different here and there, but we keep it as simple as possible. Keep the beef nice and rare. That way when you're dipping it into that hot au jus, you're not overcooking it. Keep it nice and tender. Don't sleep on our roast beef because it's really good. Yeah. We won last year with a veteran sandwich with our roast beef. It was called the Storm and Norman, but there was peppers, onions, a warm Riviera drizzle, and provolone cheese on that. So we were voted by the people for that sandwich. And the year before that, we did win best sandwich with this beef on weck. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Congrats on being an award winner. I mean,
Thank you. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Has your approach changed, you know, from this year, you know, going back 11 years, it has to have.
Oh, gosh. I think back to the first year that we did this, we were a disaster. But you don't know what to expect. You have an idea in your head of what it's going to be. And it's a lot of guessing when it comes to numbers and how much to prepare. You know, and you try items and you steer away from them because maybe it's too long of a cooking time, et cetera, you know. But there's restaurants that, you know, excel with certain food items. This is what we excel with. So this is what we're sticking with.
And it's a great, I'm sure you have people, you know, it's funny because you're set up right in front of your restaurant. The Taste of Buffalo, you think, all right, I'm going to try a bunch of new food. Mm-hmm. You probably see a lot of people who go to your restaurant all the time. Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Just, I know I'll be here next week.
Yeah.
But just give me one of those.
Yeah.
Is that like a weird lot. To you to see that? Like you expect
it's
new
great.
Faces?
It's, but it's great because, you know, it's support. It's what keeps us going. You know, that's what keeps our business thriving. You know, people come back, they look for us and they do try different things, but they know what they like, what they want to, you know, have when they come in. A lot of people come from the suburbs for this. You know, we do have another location in the suburbs now, but we did it before. So they don't like to sometimes come downtown for, you know, whatever reason. So this is an event that they know that they could come and get what they like from us at that time, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Tell everybody where you are on Delaware.
So we are, our address is 189 Delaware. We're in front of that address. We're close to West Huron. If you come in the festival from Chippewa side, I'm pretty sure that they have like ticket booth right down there. You can start down there, however you get into the festival. But we're directly across from the Embassy Suites. So, I mean, it's a bigger building that you can kind of tell that is there. So if you're looking for us, that's where
it's
we
a
are.
Perfect marker to
yeah.
tell everybody.
Yeah.
Well, have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You're going to have a lot of heat.
Yes.
But I hope
it's great.
Hope it's a great. I mean, has the exposure over the years done a lot for Sidelines?
It has. It has definitely given us a ton of repeat business. This puts food into hands of people that, yes, have had it before, but people that haven't had it before, they see what a good product that we have. So, you know, it's great advertising. It's a great time. It's a lot of work, but we enjoy doing it.
All right. Well, can't wait to test it out. Stay cool as much as you can this weekend. And check out Sidelines, all part of the Taste of Buffalo, which, again, goes on tomorrow and Sunday. You're going to want to be a part of it. Don't let a little heat get in the way of
right.
a good time. It's
well,
one of Buffalo's
come in,
biggest
into
festivals.
Our air conditioning, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Even,
so yeah. If they get too hot, they could come see us inside.
You got the best of both worlds.
Yes.
All right. Hillary Kalura with Sidelines. Taste of Buffalo, 11 to 8 tomorrow, 11 to 7 on Sunday.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.